This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ready for another hour of important information as to how what's going on in the world affects you and your health? You've come to the right place. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. This is DJV Health. Dr. Ken practices as an eminent cardiologist down in Florida. His clinic is called Lake Cardiology. It's in Mount Dora, Florida, which is just outside of the lovely city of Orlando. The only problem with getting to Orlando is going through the airport. Other than that, it's a great place. Getting in and out of there is mayhem. And every time I go down there, I think maybe I should go to Sarasota or something instead of flying into Orlando. Hey, at any rate, okay, so we got a lot of things to talk about, Ken, as usual here, with the vaccine conversation, virus tests, and Omicron, and doesn't it sound like an old department store? Omicron, Eber and Fitch or something, Eber, right? Maybe not.
I'm not old enough to know.
Oh, right, of course. Thank you. Good for you. All right, so let's get to it. COVID, 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 and more COVID. Lots of misinformation. Let's straighten people out, starting with the vaccines and how good they have performed. How well, maybe is a better word to look at the correct adjectival phrase. They performed well and averted lots of deaths, Ken, it would seem.
Yeah, there's a few studies. From last week, we learned that the booster for COVID-19 cuts death by a rate by 90%. This was in the New England Journal of Medicine. So if you're 6 months beyond your second vaccine, it's time to get that booster, because very likely your antibody level is low. If you have any doubt, check it. If you certainly can check it. If you've had natural immunity and you've had two vaccines, then maybe it is a good idea to check your antibodies before you get the booster. But do one or the other. Just don't sit around and say, oh, I'm fine. After 6 months go by, it's likely that your protection is not there anymore. The other really amazing...
So can I stop you on that for a second?
Sure.
So what are we going to do? The question will come up on boosters. Okay, so after 6 months, we've had the first two shots, you better get another one. So what happens in 6 months from now? Because it's the same stuff that they're putting in your body, right?
Well, not so clear. We don't yet know.
It's not clear what they're putting in our body. It's not clear how long the booster is going to last.
It's not clear how long the effect is going to last, or whether we're ever going to need another booster, or what the frequency of boosting will be, because this is a brand new disease. There's new variants coming around. The important thing is, big picture, that we, in retrospect, we probably should have waited longer than 3 or 4 weeks to get the second shot when we initially vaccinated everybody. But we were in such a rush because this is a deadly disease. We had limited therapeutics. We had no vaccine. And we had an incredibly vulnerable population. And I'm going to tell you about what the Commonwealth Fund predicted just this week, what would have happened had we not gotten this vaccine so quickly. So there was this rush to vaccinate, which was a very acceptable, reasonable approach. And had we not had this rush, we probably would have waited longer, as we do with most second shots when we're having a vaccine. You know, you probably have had a herpes zoster, the shingles vaccine. You know, you wait about 6 months there. And you have up to 6 months to get your second shot. And you're not rushing for the second shot. So a lot of the folks who work in this area, physicians who are experts in this area, their thinking is that actually this is not even a booster. It's like a three-shot series, because we didn't wait long enough for the second one to get a full effect. And now with the third one, we are waiting long enough to get a full effect. And we are seeing with people, you get a whopping antibody response with the third shot, much greater than you got with the second shot. And some think, a lot of physicians think, it's not so much that it's a booster, that we just waited this extra time for the immune system to set in and then could react. And that's why with the third shot, we're getting such bigger responses. And we may get a big enough response that we don't ever need another shot. On the other hand, there may be some variant that comes around that is very deadly, not effectively covered by the booster. And we definitely need another shot. So it's a real unknown. Stay tuned. We'll keep you up to date. The good news is it's looking like we won't need a fourth shot for the Omicron at this point. Omicron seems very contagious, but very undeadly. There's, at this point, from this recording, there's only in the whole world supposedly one death from the Omicron variant.
Yeah, right.
So it's a cold. So it looks like the Omicron hopefully will give natural immunity to the world and not
for the rest of it.
Hardly anyone.
So I was looking at the CDC report this week of the 43 cases of COVID that are caused by Omicron that are in our country at the moment anyway, and it's spreading rapidly.
Probably more than that by now.
The patients generally have a cough, they are congested, they have a runny nose, like a cold. And then you look at the common symptoms of the Delta, fever, cough, shortness of breath, fatigue, muscle aches, headache, loss of taste, sore throat, all of that stuff, nausea. So it's a much, much different play here. Yes?
Yes. Delta variant is a serious disease, and that's the common culprit right now, and that's a killer, very contagious. Mm. Whereas the Omicron is even more contagious, but fortunately, no one's dying except one person.
I think I told you... have we talked? I don't know whether we've talked this week on the phone or not. I had the sniffles last Friday, and I went and got tested just to be sure that it wasn't. My temperature was 97.8 when I went to be tested, and you know I was giving blood, so I wanted to make sure.
I'm glad to hear you were negative. But Omicron does present like a bad cold.
Yeah, it's a leg, exactly. Right, I had a little bit of a cold.
A bad cold. A mild cold.
Yeah.
But before we talk about the symptomless features of COVID, which many present with. I was just talking about this Commonwealth Fund that predicted that had we not gotten these vaccines out when we did, we would have had by now about 1.2 more million people that would have been dead and over 10 million more people who would have been hospitalized than we already have.
You know, it's very interesting.
We already have 800,000 deaths in America.
I'm betting that somebody will take look at the Commonwealth Fund. I don't know who the Commonwealth Fund is, but they'll discredit them and say, oh, no, they've got something to gain by coming out with that study. So we'll just put that in abeyance for now. We'll pause for a moment. Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus from his perch in Florida, looking at the whole world of these. This is a disease, another disease. We'll see how much time we can devote to other things besides COVID. It's hard as heck to do that these days, as much as we want to. I saw a report that the virus attacks fat tissue, and I wanted to address that with you, and we will in a moment, but I bring it up now because of the support that Calitrin does give to the operational end of things here on the Stefan side. The fact that Calitrin is working with so many millions of people and has over the past 24, 25 years to help them lose weight, but mostly to keep it off. And when you understand the powerful message that came out this week about the virus attacking fat tissue, it prefers it. Ken has talked a lot about most of the people getting it seriously were diabetics, and diabetes comes from being overweight a lot of times, too much sugar in your system, that sort of thing. So your chances of getting COVID are much, much greater if you're heavy, if you're overweight, if your body mass index is out of whack. So that's where Calitrin comes in, to support weight loss and, more importantly, to keep it off, supporting you and keeping the weight off. right now at toploss.com, the website for Calitra. And you can still observe, because we're still a few days away from Christmas, the 12 days of Christmas giveaways that they have. You can buy a certain number and then you get another certain number free. That's the deal. And you can also have what they call the after pay option, which is really special, really good to help you and make it reasonably affordable for you to help yourself. Calitrin, the weight loss formula that has no drugs, nothing except the natural ingredients that support your body to keep weight where you want it to be. Check it all out at toploss.com. And when you do check out to get advantage, take advantage of the Christmas giveaways and the afterpay option and free shipping, use the discount code DJV.
Over 30% of COVID survivors could experience PTSD. Some veterans have extreme cases of PTSD. Imagine sheltering in place forever. Learn how you can help an isolated or sick veteran at HealVets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you, creates and distributes therapeutic art and craft projects for our veterans and military at no charge to them. HealVets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking. Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. So do you want to say something about the coronavirus attacking fat tissue, how I explained it? I do an okay job of explaining. Is it that simple?
Well, there was a report last week looking at bariatric patients, and they actually looked at their fat tissue, and it was discovered that the virus can directly attack some of the inflammatory cells that are directly seen in fat tissue. And apparently the virus does need receptors to attach on. That's how it attaches on the common place in your nose, in the nasal passages, the so-called, I won't get too into the weeds, but the ACE receptors are in the nose, and it likes the ACE receptor, and it seems like in the fat tissue, just a nice lock and key for the virus to get into those fat tissues. And it's not surprising, because we know being overweight is a huge, and obese is a huge risk factor, especially obesity, for getting severe COVID-19. So this all makes sense, and we've been urging people, another great reason, don't be obese right now. If you are, make sure you're vaccinated.
So up next here in our focus, it appears that more than 40% of people with COVID never, ever show signs or symptoms. We're going to dig around in that, find out what the health officials that Ken has been studying, what they say about the fact that there are no symptoms. That kind of caught me when I saw that first, caught me off guard, because I didn't think the numbers were that high. So we'll dig into that in a matter of moments here. This is DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen with Dr. Ken.
We'll be right back. Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
With Dr. Ken Kronhauser on DJV Health. By the way, Ken is so in demand. I think that's the way his services, whether he's in demand, he's the guy in charge of services at Lake Cardiology. So, yeah, we can say he's in demand. His services are in demand. And there still is, because of the COVID and questions about whether or not we should be out in public, I think we've really gone over the deep end here with the scare tactics being used on Omicron. But at any rate, if you feel like you want to get a great consultation with a man who is, yes, an eminent cardiologist, but he understands your body. That's why when I go to him in January, I have my annual overview. He looks at me as a whole human being, not just at the cardiological profile. And you can hear his bedside manner here and his knowledge on this program. So should you be moved to want to talk to Dr. Ken in one way or another, you can call the office 352-735-1400. That's area 352 in Central Florida, 735-1400 for the Clinic Lake Cardiology to go see Ken or to talk to him. Okay, so this 40% number of people who have COVID, you use the term asymptomatic. I guess that's another way of showing you don't have any symptoms, right?
Well, let's just, asymptomatic means you don't have any symptoms. That is correct. But in this important study that was published this week in the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Network Open version, they report that up to 40% of people infected with COVID-19 globally experience no symptoms early in their disease. But these asymptomatic people, Doug, still may be susceptible to long-haul COVID-19 complications. These are things like the severe chronic fatigue. And these people also, very importantly, may pass the virus to others unknowingly, the study shows.
All right. Well, that's not good.
Exactly.
Under the circumstances,
exactly.
That's why,
although you don't want to hear this from Dr. Ken, right now, if you don't know the vaccination status of anyone around or their current antigen status, you know, whether they have COVID or not, when you're inside, you want to wear a mask right now. Hopefully this will change as time goes on. And outside, you're safe. The virus does not like the outdoors. It's an indoor virus.
Yeah,
so when you're outdoors, you don't need a mask. But when you're indoors and you don't know the status of the people around you, I know a lot of people don't want to wear masks, and I'm not big on mask mandates. I'm just giving you my humble opinion.
So I'm looking at the research. This was done at Harvard Medical School, this overview. And not that, in my mind, that gives it any more credibility. With some people it does. But I do think it's interesting to note that the vaccine contributes to a higher proportion of asymptomatic infections because it's so effective against the disease or the severity of the disease. Right? Am I understanding
you're,
that
you're
correctly?
Right. You're entirely correct.
It's sort of
a lot of asymptomatic
symptoms.
Early disease.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Especially with the vaccine, though.
So the one where you super spreader stuff, Thanksgiving was a super spreader. Okay, Thanksgiving's over. You see the surge in numbers all around the country. So they'll go down, and then we'll have Christmas and New Year's, and there'll be a surge again, right? And then it'll go away once we get into the good weather, wouldn't you say? People being outside more?
It depends. You know, in Florida, in the really warm weather, people move indoors, and that's why you see a little bit of different time course of where it is up north. Right now, you look at all the states up north, Maine, Vermont, Massachusetts, New Hampshire. That's where all the virus is right now, and it's because it's so cold and everybody's
indoors. There's a lot here. Yeah, there's a lot going on here in Massachusetts where I am, that's for sure. Okay, up next, Pfizer and its COVID-19 pills. They have some interesting new claims. Let's see if Ken agrees with them after a break from your local stations. Back for another half hour.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. So, this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A federal appeals court reinstates the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for large companies employing more than 100 workers. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati ruling late yesterday after the mandate was blocked in November by a lower court. Politico says a coalition of 27 business groups has quickly appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. It's unclear if it's allowed to stand when it would actually take effect as of now. Former Donald Trump ally Roger Stone used his Fifth Amendment right repeatedly yesterday, the right not to incriminate himself during a House committee probe of the January Capitol riot, and told reporters later, it's not because he's done anything wrong, but he says Democrats, quote, have a history of fabricating perjury charges. You can find USA Radio News online at usaradio.com. Many things have reopened. Many restrictions had been rolled back. But now, because of a surge again, a lot of disappointed tourists in New York City are having to deal with the fact that the Radio City Rockettes have announced they're ending their season early because of the COVID outbreak among the production staff.
Not happy about it at all. This is our senior trip. We flew up here from Georgia.
We came from Virginia, so it's a long ride. And we came up here and we bought tickets 2 months ago.
It's just a long way to come to be disappointed.
Tickets for the canceled shows are supposed to be refunded. New York State saw a new record there for the highest number of new infections in a single day as results on Thursday were made public. Just over 21,000 people in the city testing positive for the virus. Meanwhile, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator saying yesterday that those who remain unvaccinated are creating a major risk to themselves and to everyone around them. This is USA Radio News.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Dr. Ken Kronhaus here at 34 After the Hour on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen. We have COVID in our focus, as per usual, pretty much. Pfizer says that the booster, their COVID booster, offers protection against Omicron. They also have been talking a lot this week about the COVID-19 pill, which is not, the people are getting so confused with this, Ken. It's not the shot that keeps you from getting it. This is something that addresses how sick you'll be once you get it, right? Am I right on that?
Well, close. Let's, big picture. It's easy for people to understand if you look at the big picture.
Yep.
So how do you avoid getting this, or how do you avoid staying out of the hospital? So there's vaccinations and there's therapeutics. And the vaccinations are what we're recommending to everybody. And if you don't get vaccinated and you do end up getting disease, or you do get vaccinated and you get breakthrough disease, then fortunately we do have some good therapeutic options. And that's the monoclonal antibodies, but that's an IV infusion. And you've got to go to a center or a hospital to get your IV infusion. But the really interesting good news is that Pfizer now has a pill that they have announced is 89% effective in keeping you out of the hospital or keeping you from severe illness. If you take it within 3 days of onset of symptoms, 5 days of onset of symptoms, it's up to 88%. After that, it's unclear what's going to happen. Called Paxlovid, and this is really good hope
name.
For those who need therapy and to avoid an intravenous. But there are options. But this doesn't mean you should avoid getting vaccinated, because that's your best choice. And this is only if you get breakthrough or you haven't been vaccinated yet.
All right. So let's go back to the thing I said at the beginning of our conversation here just a few minutes ago about COVID, the booster offering protection against Omicron. This sort of plays off of all these conversations collide, sort of, and that's why I don't want to confuse anybody, but I know it's been pretty clear. Pfizer this week has been all over the place with their PR. Two doses are not strong enough to prevent infection, but if you have three, don't worry about Omicron. I think that's what I'm boiling down here, isn't it?
Yes.
That's pretty much how it boils down.
Yeah. Exactly. You know, you get 90% effectiveness with the booster. If you get boosted, you're going to have an effective treatment. And in fact, for what it's worth, I'll mention his name. Dr. Fauci announced this week that for those who fully boosted with triple vaxxed, won't need a fourth vaccine specific for Omicron, and that was his opinion.
So, but are we going to need a fourth vaccine as a booster? That's the question. Seems
well,
to
we
the answer
we,
that question.
We don't, as of this moment, we don't know. Yes, there's a new variant, but as of this moment, Omicron is not requiring that we get
another
a fourth
shot.
Vaccine.
Okay, so we keep talking about Pfizer. What about Moderna and Johnson & Johnson? I know they're testing their vaccines to see how they hold up against Omicron, but a lot of people are saying that it's Pfizer is better. So what do we advise the people who had Moderna or Johnson & Johnson? Do they get a Pfizer booster?
Wait a second. Let me just back up on what you said, because I don't quite agree that everyone's just talking about Pfizer. Everyone's talking about Moderna and
Pfizer. We are talking about it more. We've talked about Pfizer for the whole program and haven't brought up Moderna or J&J.
Well, let me bring them up, because they have a very good vaccine. And although I've had only Pfizer's, I mean, I am not steering people away from
Moderna. No, we're not suggesting that. I've had Pfizer.
They're both, too, give me a second. They're both this new technology, the mRNA platform, and they're both excellent choices. The choice that I would steer you away from right now is the Johnson & Johnson, this other platform, the traditional way of making a vaccine. They are not, those choices, AstraZeneca, Johnson & Johnson, are not as effective as the mRNA technology.
AstraZeneca has been pretty much discredited, period, hasn't it?
Well, not totally. It's just not used here, but it is used in England. And if it's available, it's also being used quite a bit in India and in parts of Asia. But anyway, so steer to the Pfizer and the Moderna. If you did have the Johnson & Johnson single shot, you need a second shot of Johnson & Johnson. But if you have had Moderna or Pfizer, the feeling right now is for the booster, it doesn't matter which one you get. You can get either one. And so make that decision with your doctor.
All right, so let's clarify for people who haven't had a booster and they had Moderna or Johnson & Johnson. Do they stick with Moderna and Johnson and they don't get Pfizer because it doesn't do any good or it's not smart?
Let's back that up, Doug. What you meant to say is if you had Moderna or Pfizer.
Yes,
Moderna and Pfizer.
That is what I meant to say. I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Start that. Say that again.
The question that I had was about we were talking about getting a booster. So if you haven't had a booster yet, and you had Moderna or Johnson & Johnson, and for whatever the reason...
Wait, Moderna or Pfizer?
No, I'm talking about all three of them. If you had Moderna, does a booster from Pfizer help if you've had Moderna and or Johnson & Johnson?
Okay. Johnson & Johnson is separate technology than Moderna.
Okay, so you wouldn't do that. You don't mix
Pfizer.
Them up.
So I personally would not mix up the DNA with the non-DNA platforms. And there is some buzz about that where I would feel comfortable mixing it up. If you've had a single Johnson & Johnson, I would get a second Johnson & Johnson. Okay? Hmm. And then 6 months after that, I would measure my antibodies and see where I am. And then I would talk to my doctor about what to do if I need boosted and what I should get brand for boosting. And that needs to be done on a case-by-case basis. What we do know, if you want to give out generalities, and all of this really should be individualized, if you've had an mRNA vaccine, two of them, and we at the point we were giving two, the feeling now, and I think this is where you're coming from, Doug, is for the boosting of the mRNA vaccines, you can mix and match.
Yes. Okay. Let's move to England. You just mentioned England, so I thought I'd bring this up, the fact that COVID alerts are all over the place because they've had a surge in Omicron. whether or not they're taking the right approach or not, maybe we can speculate on that as we bring those facts to the surface. We'll get to that with Dr. Ken, matter of moments here on the DJV Health Program. As we are in the Christmas mode, the Christmas spirit, may I advise you that through this next week, as we get into the Christmas rush, really, holiday shopping is a lot of people have ordered many of the things. Hopefully you're all done with your shopping. But if you're not, and you're thinking of getting practical gifts for people in your family or your friends, there's nothing more practical than helping them out in the bathroom or the bedroom. I don't know how that sounds good, but helping you in the bedroom means that you help people to having the best sheets, the best pillows, the best pillowcases, the best mattress toppers, that sort of thing. And in the bathroom, you got these great towels from MyPillow. All the things I'm talking about are available right now. All the products MyPillow has in its catalog are available with no back orders, no delays. You ask for it, you put the order in today, you'll get it in a couple of days, certainly in time for Christmas. So if you want to give a pillow or two or three to somebody who's complaining about their pillows, this is a practical gift. You want to give them sheets, you want to give them slippers, you want to give them robes, whatever it is, everything's in stock and ready to ship right now at MyPillow. Your one-stop shop for everything on your list that helps people get a better night's rest and having things in the bathroom that actually help you dry yourself off, etc., or get yourself cleaner. That's the deal. The sale of the year now going on at MyPillow.com. Click on the Radio Listener Specials page. There's a box in there. Put DJV in the box for the deals. Buy one, get one free, a pack of Giza Dream Sheets. Buy one set, you get two. That's the deal. Lots of low prices, 30 to 65% discounts using the promo code DJV at checkout at MyPillow.com.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers, the Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light, it's even more powerful than its predecessors, and it uses the latest Intel processors, Iris Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6, with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid, and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. VivoBook S14 lightens everything, your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Do great things with the Asus VivoBook S14 and with a free upgrade to Windows 11 when available. Head over to Asus.com for more. That's ASUS.com for a glimpse at tomorrow's technology today.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Confession. I just started my holiday shopping. Luckily, Kohl's was here to help save the day. I got 50% off toys for my kids, 30% off a Ninja air fryer for my sister, and 40% off jammies for your families for my family. You can even get 15% off or 15, 20, or 30% off with a Kohl's card and earn Kohl's cash. So I guess you could say my holiday procrastination paid off. Select styles ends December 19th. Toys, coupons do not apply. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
You may be into punk rock, soft rock, or classic rock, R&B, hip-hop, or house, country, techno, or techno country. But no matter what kind of music you listen to, here's something else you should hear. Please consider getting vaccinated. Talk to your pharmacist today about Comirnaty, COVID-19 vaccine mRNA. This message brought to you by BioNTech and Pfizer.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here at the helm of the questions. Ken's got the answers. So the UK government raised its official alert, citing an increase in cases, but it's Omicron. So, you can't get into Israel. I was supposed to go to Israel for my friend's birthday, and they still have things shut down, which kind of surprises me because they're usually on the cutting edge, but they don't want to take any chances, I guess, much as anything else can. And so the UK publishing reports as well, they're a bellwether because the prime minister there has kind of made a mess of this over time. So the health officials there reiterated that people should continue to take sensible precautions to get the vaccine. So Omicron is there, but it increases. It's really rapidly increasing everywhere, but it's not something that we underscore. It's not like the Delta variant, right?
Well, it
the Delta variant compared to Omicron. Omicron seems to be even more contagious, but much less deadly than Delta. And Delta is the one around. And just let me point out, you were asking about boosting. And yes, the CDC has said that you can use any one of the three for boosting. And all I was trying to say was, before I used the Johnson & Johnson, I would talk to my doctor about doing that, because I understand what the CDC is saying, but, you know, I think you need to talk to your doctors about doing this.
Got it. Okay. And the final item here that I have that I want to call everybody's attention to is the Omicron, the mildness of the disease. This comes from Dr. Walensky, who was actually a Boston area find that runs the CDC. There have been 57 countries who have reported some kind of Omicron variant, and none of them seem to be all worked up about it. The news media would like to scare the hell out of you, as usual, but the information that you're passing along doesn't seem to warrant, other than being smart with the vaccines and wearing masks. That's the same story, right?
It's time to, you know, I'll say it again, it's time to live our lives. It's time to get triple vaxxed. If you have natural immunity, I'm counting that as one of your shots. Mm-hmm. And to wear a mask when you're indoors with people who you don't know their vaccination status, and to otherwise live your life.
Yeah, go on, keep on moving, keep on trucking.
And when you're outside, you don't need a mask. This is an indoor virus. It doesn't like the outdoors. It doesn't like warm weather.
One of the things that I'm proud of here in my association with Ken, his connection to health and wellness, is the info that we put together every week for our DJV Health podcast with Dr. Ken. We have two podcasts, one with Ken, one with Jack. And basically it's an offering of discussions that go further than, or more to the point, to sort of synchronize and simplify the conversation we have on the air. We've certainly got a lot of focus on COVID, but we also have a lot of conversations. As a matter of fact, I want to ask you a question, because coming up in a second, questions for Dr. Ken, a little bit more on stress and what it's doing for your heart. The stress that smoking puts on it is something we address in the current podcast, which you can find at djvhealthshow.com, on Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. So it's something you maybe want to set time aside every week for our podcast, if you don't get to listen to the whole conversation we have with Dr. Ken. Heard around the country every weekend on DJV Health. Coming up next, questions for Dr. Ken.
I need a gift for the person who has everything. Everything, including a super thoughtful daughter.
It's possible with Staples Connect.
I need a holiday tech gift for my husband that will make his jaw drop at a price that won't drop mine.
Also possible, because Staples Connect has big savings on the hottest holiday tech gifts. Now, Apple AirPods Pro are just $169. Explore all the great holiday tech at your local Staples store or staplesconnect.com. Staples Connect, the working and learning store. Ends 12/18. Limit 2. In-store only while supplies last.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Sweep the garden. This is emotional management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once there lived a great Zen master who said, in Zen, there are just two things to do. Meditate and sweep the garden. And it doesn't matter how big the garden is. I like that idea. Look, meditation is an exercise for the brain. It's something I advocate you doing in whatever capacity works best for you. And sweeping the garden of the world? Well, I think there's a lot for all of us to do, but if we can work together, we'll likely get it done much more efficiently. But at the end of the day, you can only control yourself. So, sweep the garden all around you. Sweep as much as you can. Do what you have to do, because you are responsible for your actions alone. And there's a lot of sweeping you can do. For motivation along the way, visit drchristianconti.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Now at 53 after the hour for questions for Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Doug Steffen here as the, I could be the quiz master, right? This is like a television game show. Dr. Ken is in the hot seat. So, Dr. Ken, question
Come on,
number
man.
One. Yeah. Johnny, tell us what we've won. At the stress factor again, and it being a trigger for drinking in women, more so than men. I find this to be, I'm not sure how to look at it. My mother died as an alcoholic, and so when I saw this, I wondered, so the question's from me, I guess, much as anything else. She was under tremendous stress because she and my father were miserable together, and so she thought her way out was to drink. So is that what caused it? The stress triggered it?
That's what this study, fascinating study out this week in Psychology of Addictive Behaviors, that women, even more than men, go to drinking because of mental stress. You know, you come home, I don't do this, but how often do you hear someone come home, oh, I've had a horrible day,
I need a drink.
Yeah, right. And that's just, I'm sorry to say this, don't shoot the messenger, but that is just the wrong reason to drink. And just leads to a lot of problems. But apparently, from this study, women are even much more susceptible to this behavior than men are. And so you need to be aware of this so you don't get yourself into an addictive cycle that leads to whole body wreckage.
Well, that's it. Now, back to the CDC and the
like your
virus.
Mom.
Yeah, my mother was at 50. She was dead. The flaws in test kits. What test kit do you recommend, Dr. Ken, for COVID?
There's a number of them. I don't have a specific one. I think a lot of it right now is by what your pharmacy has, and I recommend going to your favorite pharmacist and asking what they have, and you know, they come at different price points, and talking to the pharmacist. It's based on availability, and that's how I would make this choice. There are also, geographically, it's different from county to county. There are testing centers, and it's pretty easy to quickly find out which ones have the best reputations. So I would talk to my, if I want to get tested, I'm going to look around and see what my options are locally, and I'm probably going to talk to my favorite pharmacist. And this is why it's really a good idea to have a single pharmacist that dispenses your drugs. They know what you're on. You know them. They know you. And just ask the pharmacist what they have and what the pharmacist recommends, because it's going to change. There are new options appearing, and you want to get the best value for your money. Talk to the pharmacist that you trust.
Question about hospitals in your area, or hospitals in general, but I'm sure you know the ones that you, where you have privileges. Do you find that they're dropping their vaccine mandates for the workers in the hospitals, even though we find it preferable, and we can't imagine a healthcare worker who wouldn't want to get the vaccine unless, you know, they'll tell you that they know more than you do. That is, you can, because you want people to get vaccinated, and people say, no, don't do that. It's too dangerous. So how is that? Go ahead.
I'll give you my own humble opinion. You know, I'm not in favor. I don't like mandates. I like people using good judgment and doing the right thing. And my own feeling is that those of us in healthcare, we have a responsibility not to pass on COVID, and that means each one of us either having natural immunity and having plenty of antibodies and measuring them and documenting that they're there, and that's one way of definitely protecting ourselves and not passing it along and not having an adverse reaction to the vaccine. But if we don't have documented natural immunity by measuring antibodies, then we need to be vaccinated. I personally am triply vaxxed. Whenever I'm in front of a patient, I wear a mask. So we take extreme precaution, even over precaution, because I don't want to be, you know, doctors do no harm. We take an oath, and I think anyone in the medical profession should do everything they can to make sure that when we come in contact with patients, we're not going to give them COVID, and we've been successful in that regard. Most people get COVID not in the doctor's office. They get it at home from their family. That's where most COVID comes from.
One would hope that you didn't get it in the doctor's office.
The most common place, number two is not even close.
Yeah. All right. Dr. Ken here answering your questions, all of our questions. Ask Dr. Ken, part of DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.